We're speaking now with Michael Rosedale. He is the Bonner County Clerk and our Chief Elections Officer. Michael, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
Well, thank you for inviting us.
Well, we have a special district election coming up on Tuesday, May 20th, and there aren't any contested elective seats up for election, but there are 8 different ballot measures that are going to affect county residents who reside in various school or fire districts, and we'll get into that a bit more later. But first, what are the main things you would like voters to know about how, when, and where to vote?
It will be on May 20th, between 8 and 8. The polls open at 8 and close at 8. All the usual polling places are going to be active. There are 3 that have nothing. And so let me call you those out right now. If you live in Clark Fork, you're in the Clark Fork precinct, Hope precinct, or Humbert precinct, there is nothing for you. All the rest of the precincts have either everybody or some of the people voting. And so you would not everybody necessarily in those precincts.
Okay.
We'll vote.
So you kind of got to be aware of the boundaries of the precinct you live in.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So how do they figure that out? How do they figure out what precinct am I in to make sure that one of these ballot measures doesn't apply to them?
Right. You can go to voteidaho.gov, and that would be a way you can type in your address and find out, if you're voting. Right now, there's a little glitch on the Secretary of State system where if you don't have anything to vote on, it doesn't really tell you that clearly. But if you do, it does tell you clearly. It gives you a great sample ballot that we uploaded there. They're going to fix that, hopefully, to some degree before the election. But as of right now, if it says you have nothing to vote on or there's any kind of a message that you're suspect of, call our office. Our office is 255-3631. And we really do like answering those calls.
Okay. And I will say the voteidaho.gov website is super helpful.
Yes.
You can check on not only where your precinct is, but my next question would be, how do you make sure you're even registered to vote?
Right. Well, you can go on to our website. Am I registered or do I need to register? And at the bottom of our website, there's 8 blocks, and one of those blocks addresses registration, and you can go just to verify that.
And that is bonnercountyid.gov, if I got that right?
It's elections at bonnercountyid.gov, right.
Okay.
So elections, plural, at, and then the Bonner County ID, the ID is simply ID. It stands for Idaho.
Yeah. Okay, so you can check on your registration there. If you're not registered, what do you do?
So you can register online. When you come to vote on election day, you will need to show some information because right now we have no way to verify that you didn't, steal somebody's information, just registered online falsely. So they'll require the photo ID from you and that information. But much of the process is already done.
Okay. And I think you can check on voteidaho.gov. It'll tell you if you're registered. It'll even tell you what party you're registered in, I think, if I remember that correctly.
Yes. For you listening audience out there, I have my elections manager here who will remain silent because she doesn't want to speak. But when we talk to somebody that's not either one of us, that's who it is.
Yeah, Terry Schultz. And Terry would probably be the one that folks interface with if they call the office as well. Yeah. So how about absentee ballots and early voting? How is that going to run?
So right now you can request your absentee ballot and we will mail that out to you. It runs just like always. And the early vote is always 2 weeks before the election, Monday through Friday. And then it stops the Friday before at 5 o'clock. Absentee ballots go out now. You need to request your absentee ballot by May 9th at the latest. If you're going to do that, I would just request it right now because the mail, something can happen with the mail. We find the mail is phenomenally good. I mean, I'm pleased with the mail. I think they do a great job. Every once in a while, something happens, right? And so don't do that. If you know how you're going to vote, just vote it and get it back to us. And you can always hand deliver it back into our administration building. We have a big white box bolted to the ground. It looks like a blue typical mail box, except it's white and it says vote on it, and that is where you would put your absentee ballot.
Mm-hmm. And that's the county building. I think it's 1500 Highway 2.
Correct.
That right? Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. So that's for absentee ballots. If they word wise, you do it now. Ask for that absentee ballot now. If you're going to vote absentee, you're going to be out of town for any reason.
Right.
But the early voting, again, is at the elections office in the county building at 1500 Highway 2.
Yes.
And that'll kick off 2 weeks prior to the election. Weekdays, yes. Is it? What, 8 to 5 probably?
It's we say 9 to 5,
okay,
but that gives us time to fire up everything and get ready.
Yeah.
If somebody's in line and we're ready, we'll let them start voting.
Yeah,
at 8:05. But we want time just in case.
Okay. So that's how to check that you're registered to vote, and to get registered is at the. Well, you can do that online as well as at the county building.
Right. You know, one thing that's changed over the last couple of years, and I don't know if we've spoken since then, but you need a valid Idaho driver's license now. You can't use another state's driver's license and couple that with a place of residency and proof of residency. You need a valid either Idaho driver's license, an Idaho ID card, an Idaho weapons permit, a U.S. passport, or a travel ID card,
but they have any to be one Idaho. Of those will prove
any one of those will
be Idaho resident. Okay.
If they don't have your address, like a passport won't have your address, it'll have your name and your photo. Then you will need something to prove your address, and we have a limited list of things you can use to prove your address: a tax statement, a bank statement, that type of thing. The one that people like to use that you cannot use is your phone bill, because a lot of people pay for other people's phone bills,
sure.
So that doesn't work. But you need an official.
Right. So you have to have those a piece of accepted ID, and you need to have something that shows where you live, an official bill that shows your domicile, if you will. And I guess it's possible that somebody could get a Idaho license, then move so the license has a different address than where you're currently living.
Correct. It just has to be a valid Idaho driver's license. And you can, if you don't live there anymore, then you have to show something of your proof of address. And the easy way to remember this, there are three things we have to prove. We have to prove your face matches your name, and that matches your residence.
So you need
those
no
three
ID
things,
for that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. And for people that are newly moved here, how long do you have to be a resident before you can vote?
You have to be here 30 days.
30 days, mm-hmm. Okay. Minimum of 30 days. Prior to election day.
Election day.
Okay,
right.
So you could have only been here for 2 weeks and you go would in vote. As long as it's going to fall 30 days after the date you got here.
Right.
Election day itself.
Right.
Yeah.
And that you would most likely still be voting in where you moved from. So just like if you moved from Ada County, let's say up here, within less than 30 days before the election, you can't vote here. You need to still vote in Ada County.
Right.
And so.
Yeah. And the stuff we have to vote on up here this election, that would be not relevant to Ada County. So
I do want to say, when we're talking about the limitations on things to vote for, that we don't have any people races. They're all levy races, type of races. We can't show. I've asked many times, why can't you just put them on the ballot just with one name, even if there's only one person running? We can't by statute. We're not allowed to by statute. If there's one person for one slot, we shall not put that on the ballot. And I want to emphasize, too, that...
And we did have a couple, like library board, I think, had 2 seats open, but only 2 people filed for those seats. So why have the election?
Exactly.
Now, if somebody had come in and said they wanted to run as a write-in, then there would be a ballot. Is that right? Or
there would be, except there would be... I don't know why anybody would do that, because the person whose name would be automatically on the ballot tends to...
Almost always.
Always, right, yeah. Almost always. Except one time up in Boundary County, I guess, recently. So.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it could happen, but it didn't happen this time, so it's a moot point. The couple of elective seats are up, nobody extra filed for those, so there aren't any of those to vote on. But there are... As I mentioned earlier, 8 ballot measures. And again, you have to live within the districts to vote on these. I thought I'd rattle them off. One is actually the city of Ponderay. And that one is their local option tax, specifically on hotel and motel occupancy.
Right. Right.
And it's, I think it's renewing what they already have in place, if I recall correctly. They already have a hotel motel occupancy tax. So that it really is only going to fall on somebody who comes and stays in a hotel or motel in the city of Ponderay.
Right.
And Northside Fire District is one.
Northside Fire is one. On these, so I want to make a comment too. We're talking about, there's not much to vote on, but there are important things to vote on. And I do encourage everybody to get out and vote, just as if you had a full ballot full of all sorts of questions and people. The reason is it has to do with our fire protection, most of it, or our school levies, or that city option tax, that kind of a thing, which is a very important thing. And it has to do with our taxes. Both of those are very important, our personal taxes and our fire protection and our school quality, all that. So I'm not promoting one way or the other, but it's a weighty issue either way. Mm-hmm. And so I encourage everybody to get out and vote the way you feel about it. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, somebody else will decide for you.
Exactly. You negate your complaining ability if you don't get out and vote on these things.
Right.
If you vote and it doesn't go your way, then maybe you could complain.
Right.
But Northside Fire District, I'll just rattle out. There's actually four fire districts that are all seeking levies, and they're pretty substantial. The Northside Fire District is looking for a $1.2 million increase to its current $653,000 levy. So that would make it a total of $1.89 million.
Yes.
That's going to be a tax increase of $41 per $100,000 of taxable assessed value.
Yes.
So this falls on property taxpayers. Now, taxable assessed value, there still is a circuit breaker exemption if you live in your home, right?
There's a homeowner exemption,
homeowner,
not a circuit breaker,
yeah. Okay.
But yes, homeowner exemption. And so you deduct up to, I think it's 100, and it's either 150, 175,000 off that.
Right.
So the lower value your property has, the smaller that is, the higher then you'll probably hit that.
Okay. So that tax at $41 per 100,000 of taxable assessed, you'd subtract out the homeowner's exemption.
Yes.
And it would be, so if you had a $400,000 assessed value, and you 175 say came off, they'd be falling on the, if I can do the math in my head, 275,000 that's taxable.
Right. So what on a $400,000 property, the homeowner's exemption would probably be something like 75.
Oh, okay, smaller. It's a percentage.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that's Northside Fire District. Westside Fire District also seeking to increase its current $577,000 value by amount of $810,000 and give them a total levy of $1.38 million. That's a bigger tax increase of $71 per $100,000 taxable assessed value to a total of $122,000. Per taxable assessed value. I should say that the language, I'm drawing this from the language of the ballots, and that you can see the ballot questions now.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
At the county elections webpage?
Yes, you can see, when you go to the elections webpage, at the very bottom, there are those eight blocks. On the bottom left-hand block, it says, what's on my ballot? You can click there, you enter your address, and it'll actually tell you exactly, it'll show you your ballot face.
Mm-hmm. So that's a really good thing to do, folks, because trying to absorb this over the radio isn't going to be enough. You should take a look at your ballot prior to voting so you can understand better exactly what you're voting on.
Right.
Sagal Fire District, again, it's a $750,000 increase in its current $1.87 million levy, which would yield a total of 2.6. That amounts to a tax increase of $34 per $100,000
right.
Taxable assessed value.
Right.
Now, all three of those are permanent levies.
Yes.
So once you approve that, then it's going to stay on the tax rolls.
Right. It'll stay on the tax rolls until there's something else that comes along or there's a change in the law, that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So those require a 2/3 plus one vote. So a 66.67. Whatever, plus one vote.
Okay.
It has to be
okay.
Just over 2/3.
Okay, so those three are going to require super majorities.
Yes.
Okay, well, there's two
There's another fire district too.
It's Spirit Lake Fire District. That's a 2-year levy though.
It is, and that will require a 50% plus one.
Okay, so that's majority. A simple majority. And that one is in the amount of $477,000. I didn't see they had a current tax there. And Spirit Lake Fire District lies in both Bonner and Kootenai counties.
So yes.
Kootenai County residents will have a different place to vote than the precincts that our guys vote in?
No. So we have a lot of people that will be voting in Spirit Lake and also West Bonner County School District, or potentially some crossover.
Okay.
Because it's fully in Bonner County. So they're fully in a Bonner County precinct, as is West Bonner County School District.
Hmm. West Bonner County School District, I had Spirit Lake as being partly in Kootenai County.
It is partly. So the Kootenai County people won't vote in ours. Kootenai County, their precincts.
They'll have a different voting location, yeah.
Right.
And as you mentioned, the West Bonner County School District also is looking for just a 2-year supplemental levy, so that will be a simple majority again.
Yes.
And that's would raise $2.35 million per year, and I didn't scrape off the amount that would affect a person's tax.
$43.41 per $100,000.
Per $100,000.
Based on their language, their calculations.
Yeah, okay.
They're lawyers.
Disclaimer.
They're lawyers, yeah, exactly right.
Okay, and then there are two more. The Lakeland School District, which is mostly in Kootenai County. I don't have an idea how many Bonner County residents are in that school district, but they're seeking a 2-year levy of $7.52 million per year.
An interesting note on that, we have roughly 50 properties in that school district. So when we have just a Lakeland levy question, that's the only thing, we do a mail-only ballot because it doesn't make any sense to fire up the whole machinery for the election. So they get to vote from the comfort of their own home.
Okay, so if you are one of those 50 or so.
Right, this year though, they are going to have their actual polling place fired up.
Oh, okay.
Right.
And what is off the top of your head, the polling place for people who are in the Lakeland School District?
Kerrywood and Gladstone.
Okay. Yep. All right. So, you Lakeland School District voters, pay attention to what precinct you fall in.
Right.
And then finally, the West Bonner County Cemetery Maintenance District is looking for a permanent levy increase of $74,000 with the current tax, its total taxing amount would be $142,000 per year. I did not make a note of how many.
It's $4 per $100,000.
$4 per $100,000.
Right. Yep.
That's a bargain. But of course, where is the West Bonner County Cemetery District?
It's a big swath of the west side of the.
Like county. Around Priest River? It didn't take
some
Priest
south. River? Good. So actually, my silent partner here. So that the precincts that vote in that are Blue Lake. So that's that Blue Lake, East Priest River, that's up high, all the way over to Laclede, Lamb Creek, which is way up in Priest River Lake, Old Town, which is right center on the road there, Priest Lake and West Priest River Valley. So those are also right on the road
Okay, so some folks are going to have more than one thing to vote on. I mean, the cemetery district is going to take in a good chunk of the West Bonner County School District. So there's two reasons to vote for folks that live in those overlapping districts. And so that's what's the short version of what there is to vote on. Once again, go to bonnercountyid.gov and go to the elections page, and there are maps and links off to Vote Idaho where you could actually plug in, I think, your street address, and it'll tell you what precinct you're in. It's a very useful tool.
Right.
And if you have any questions, you call the Bonner County Elections Office at
255-3631.
255-3631.
Right.
And just ask for anybody who answers or ask for Terry.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Terry Schultz. Anything else that you wish to bring up?
Yeah, so every year we have a new batch of potential voters graduating from high school, moving in, the kind of a thing. So if you are 17 right now, but you will be 18 by May 20th, you can vote. So I would encourage everybody to vote. Get, start voting and doing that civic duty. At some point you're going to, starting now, you're a a real part of society. And so definitely vote.
Yeah. And you might even find this kind of fun.
It is kind of fun. The other thing I want to say is if you do vote and you like voting, we're always looking for poll workers. And if you want to stay in this area, some kids grow up here and they love the area. Some kids grow up here and they want to move to the big city, that kind of thing. But if you want to stay here, you will see, you know, 500 or 800 of your closest neighbors and see them by name and face twice a year. And that is huge. So if you want to know your community, that is a fantastic way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Young people and older people.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, and a shout out to those poll workers because couldn't do it without you.
No,
yeah.
I agree. They're phenomenal.
Okay, well, before we go, let's mention that there will be another election coming up in November, November 4th.
Yes.
And what sorts of things are there going to be for people to vote on in the November election?
So in November, in addition to any possible levies, that's always open for the taxing districts, we'll have our fire district commissioners. We'll have our cities, our the people in the cities, the cemetery
city council, maybe city mayors, councils. Depends on when their
right.
terms run.
Exactly right. Cemetery district, the school district, and the recreation districts, yeah. and all those yeah. are the people in charge. They're called different things, so off the top of my head, I'm not remembering which one. But you have trustees, you have commissioners. Those are generally the names.
Yeah, and I know that Lake Pondre School District, that there's a one or two seats at least open there, so we can expect there might be something to vote on there. Well, Michael Rosedale, once again, thank you. And Terry Schultz, thank you as well for being here to point him in the right direction.
Right.
Yeah, any last words?
No, I do encourage everybody to get out and vote. It seems like there's not a lot, but do please get out and vote. It's important for everybody. It's important for you. As Chris said, you can't complain about it if you don't vote on it. Although we tend to complain about it anyway, even if we do vote.
Your complaint is less valid.
That's right. That's right.